आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू रिप्लाई टू द मोशन ऑफ थैंक्स ऑन प्रेसिडेंट्स एड्रेस इन राज्यसभा टुडे। डेथ टोल इन हथरस स्टैम्पीड राइजेस टू 116। उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट ऑर्डर्स प्रोब इनटू द इंसिडेंट। इंडियन सोलर मिशन आदित्य L1 कम्पीट्स फर्स्ट हेलो ऑर्बिट अराउंड सन अर्थ L1 पॉइंट। ग्लोबल इंडिया AI समिट 2024 टू कॉमन्स इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। 5 माओवादी किल्ड इन एन एनकाउंटर विद सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेज इन नारायणपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ छत्तीसगढ़। एंड इन विम्बलडन टेनिस, रोहन बोपन्ना एंड सुमित नागल टू प्ले मेन्स डबल्स ओपनिंग मैचेस विद देयर रिस्पेक्टिव पार्टनर्स टुडे। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks on President's address in Rajya Sabha today. In his reply to the debate on the President's address in Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister said the historic third successive term for his government was a mandate for speed and continuity. He vowed that his administration will operate with triple the speed over the next 5 years, propelling India to the next level of development and fulfilling the ambition of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi said government is working on a war footing to combat the incidence of paper leaks, ensuring that those who jeopardize the futures of young Indians would not escape justice.
Sarkar aisi ghatnaon ko rokne ke liye atyant gambhir hai aur yuddh star par hum apni zimmedariyon ko pura karne ke liye kadam utha rahe hain. नीट के मामले में पूरे देश में लगातार गिरफ्तारियां की जा रही है. केंद्र सरकार पहले ही एक कड़ा कानून बना चुकी है.
The debate, which unfurled over 2 days in the Lok Sabha, saw the opposition demanding accountability from the government over allegations of leaks in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET and other examinations. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die after adopting the motion of thanks to the President's address. The session of the Lok Sabha, which had convened on the 24th of last month, ended a day earlier. Speaker Om Birla said during the session, the lower house recorded 103% productivity. The death toll in a stampede at a religious congregation in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh has risen to 116. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Fulrai village of Sikindra Rao Tehsil yesterday. Officials said the stampede took place when the devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. Uttar Pradesh Police is conducting search operations at Ram Kutir Charitable Trust in Manpuri district last night in search of Bhole Baba, who conducted the satsang. Addressing a press conference at his official residence, the Chief Minister announced that state government will get to the bottom of the incident and give appropriate punishment to the conspirators and those responsible.
राज्य सरकार इस पूरी घटना की तह में जाएगा. ये हादसा है या साजिश, यह भी हम इसकी तह में जाकर के इसको देखेंगे. इस प्रकार की घटना पर पीड़ितों के प्रति संवेदना व्यक्त करने की बजाय राजनीति करना यह अत्यंत दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण है और निंदनीय भी. और सरकार इस मामले की तह में जाकर के साजिशकर्ताओं को भी और इस घटना के जिम्मेदार जो हैं उनको भी उचित सजा देगी.
Our correspondent reports the Chief Minister will visit Hathras today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the mishap. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees.
यूपी के हाथरस में जो भगदड़ हुई, जिन लोगों की इस हादसे में जान गई है, मैं उनके प्रति अपनी संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूं. मैं सभी घायलों के जल्द से जल्द ठीक होने की कामना करता हूं. राज्य सरकार की देखरेख में प्रशासन राहत और बचाव कार्य में जुटा हुआ है. केंद्र सरकार के वरिष्ठ उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार के लगातार संपर्क में है. पीड़ितों की हर तरह से मदद की जाएगी.
Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. In Chhattisgarh, 5 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district. District Superintendent of Police Prabhat Kumar said that after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Khoka Meta area, joint team of DRG, STF, BSF and ITBP was sent to the area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest bordering Maharashtra and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, 5 Maoists were killed. Meanwhile, security forces have arrested 9 Maoists from various parts of Sukma district in the state. Apart from this, 2 Maoists, including a woman, have surrendered in Sukma district yesterday. A reward of 5 lakh rupees each has been announced on these 2 Maoists. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. India's first solar mission, Aditya L1 spacecraft, has completed its first halo orbit around the Sun Earth L1 point. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO said its station keeping maneuvers yesterday ensured its seamless transition into the second halo orbit. The Aditya L1 mission, which is an Indian solar observatory at the Lagrangian Point L1, was launched on September 2nd last year and was inserted in its targeted halo orbit on January 6th this year. According to ISRO, Aditya L1 spacecraft in the halo orbit takes 178 days to complete a revolution around the L1 point. During its travel in the halo orbit, Aditya L1 spacecraft will be subjected to various perturbing forces causing it to depart from the targeted orbit. Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav will inaugurate the Global India AI Summit 2024 in New Delhi today. The two-day summit on artificial intelligence is to feature a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance, and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. International delegates, AI experts, and policymakers will participate in the summit. We have more from a correspondent.
The summit marks a pivotal moment for India as it underscores its commitment to fostering responsible artificial intelligence AI development on a global scale. It will serve as a pivotal platform for global stakeholders to collaborate, innovate, and shape the future of artificial intelligence. The summit also aims to set new benchmarks in addressing the multifaceted challenges and opportunities presented by AI. The day one of the summit today will feature a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application and governance. The second day, tomorrow, will pivot towards nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. The summit will provide a platform for leading international AI experts from science, industry, civil society, governments, international organizations and academia to share insights on the key AI issues and challenges. With Dipendra Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Scholarship Portal has opened the registration window for the National Mains Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme, NMMSS, for the academic year 2024-25. Education Ministry said the portal is open for one-time registration as well as application for fresh and renewable scholarships. The last date for submission of applications is the 31st of next month. The Ministry of Education has invited self-nominations from the eligible teachers for the National Teachers Awards 2024. The last date for receiving online nominations is the 15th of this month. The ministry said that a total of 50 teachers will be selected through the 3-state selection process at the district, state and national level this year. The Madhya Pradesh government will present its budget today. This is the first full budget of the government led by Dr. Mohan Yadav. Earlier, vote on account was presented in February. Deputy Chief Minister and Finance Minister Jagdish Devra will present the budget. India's coal production for June 2024 has reached 84.63 million tons with a growth rate of nearly 15% compared to the corresponding period in the previous year. Ministry of Coal informed that during June 2024, Coal India Limited, CIL, achieved coal production of 63.10 million tons, which is provisional figure marking the growth of 8.87% compared to the same period last year when it was 57.96 million tons. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Astana in Kazakhstan. He will represent Prime Minister Narendra Modi and lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit, which will be held tomorrow. Kazakhstan's Deputy Foreign Minister Alibag Bakayev welcomed Dr. Jaishankar on his arrival. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister met Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan Murat Nurtaliyev. They discussed the expanding strategic partnership and India's increasing engagement with Central Asia in various formats. Both the leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues. In Assam, the flood situation has further deteriorated. More than 11 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 28 districts. During the last 24 hours, three more persons died in Tinsukia and Dhemaji, taking the toll to 38, while another was missing in Vishwanath. More than 2,000 villages have been affected and over 42,000 hectares of crop area has been damaged. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has directed all the Guardian ministers and MLAs to station at the flood-affected districts and to monitor the rescue and relief operations closely. The CM reviewed the flood scenario in Kaziranga National Park yesterday. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab, covering the entire country 6 days before the normal date. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm lightning is expected in northwest and central part of the country during the next 4 days. During ongoing Amarnath pilgrimage, sixth batch of over 5,700 pilgrims left Bhagwatinagar base camp in Jammu for the cave shrine today. We have more from a correspondent.
The total number of pilgrims who have paid their obeisance in the first 4 days of the annual pilgrimage has reached 74,696. Yesterday, 22,715 pilgrims had their darshan of Aishwarlingam amid heightened security cover. Another batch of 5,725 pilgrims embarked on their onward journey in Kashmir in a cavalcade of 238 vehicles. With each passing day, the rush of the pilgrims reaching Jammu and Kashmir is showing an increasing trend. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
In Wimbledon tennis, Rohan Bopanna with his Australian companion Matthew Ebden and Sumit Nagal, along with Serbian partner Dusan Lajovic, will play the men's doubles opening matches today. While Bopanna and Ebden will take on Giovanni M. Pericard and Adrian Manarino of France, Sumit and Dusan will be up against Spanish duo of Pedro Martinez and Joan Munar. In women's singles, Jessica Bozas Manero of Spain pulled off a huge upset, toppling the defending champion Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in straight sets. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times quoting Prime Minister Modi telling the opposition rights, accept defeat, don't spin mandate. Rahul protests to Speaker over expunctions, says the Asian Age. Former Raw Chief Rajinder Khanna appointed additional National Security Advisor, reports the Times of India. The Indian Express quotes U.S. Supreme Court as saying Trump is partly shielded from prosecution. Regional global issues to figure out SCO summit, External Affairs Minister to lead Indian delegation, informs the statesman. Ukraine brings AI weapons to front lines, reports the Economic Times. And finally, Portugal pen an epic to reach last eight, writes the Tribune. It is without doubt my last European championship, says Ronaldo, reports the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister to reply to the motion of thanks on President's address in Rajya Sabha today. Death toll in Hathras stampede rises to 116. Uttar Pradesh government orders probe into the incident. Indian solar mission Aditya L1 completes its first halo orbit around Sun Earth L1 point. Global India AI Summit 2024 to commence in New Delhi today. 5 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. And in Wimbledon tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Sumit Nagal to play men's doubles opening matches with their respective partners today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.